put them out into the vault. Benazar brings the pasuk by Yemen Hashem Omeisha Kro Es Yeshua. Benazar says, Ki Tzorech Kol Odom Lamayit B'Kovid Atzmai. Every person has to see to it to minimize his own kovid completely. L'harboiz B'Kovid Hamokan. And to increase the kovid, the honor of Hashem. Ki mi sheredif achar ha-kovid, ein ezech le-kovid le-kim, or le-kovid shamalachim. Because a person who pursues kovid is not simply the kovid of Hashem, only the kovid of King. Shem Baal Umut says, kovid malachim ha-kar dover. That the honor of malachim you have to investigate thoroughly. Ha-kar chikim achar, v'sher lami was avi ezehu, and they all ask, investigate about him, and ask, who is this person? Shechakim le-kovid ha-zeh v'chakim alav, who that they give him this kovid, and they argue against him. And they say he's not fit for this type of kovid. But a person who runs away from kovid, he doesn't want kovid for himself. He wants only kovid for Hashem. Then he's zecher to a heavenly kovid. No one tries to investigate his kovid. In vuroyim lavi spit or not. The olav nema kovid likim has to dover. Kovid de Lekim is a thing that's hidden. Nobody tries to go delve into it. Ki osu lachkar ala kovid azeh, because it's forbidden to be chayka in this kovid. Why is that taka? The Benazar brings later the pasuk, ki mechavdai achaved. The Bebishah says, those who give me kovid, achaved, I'll give them some of my kovid de Lekim. The male azeh, the kovid de Lekim has to do it, nobody will investigate them. The actualist goes to kovid azeh, el al yedei tshuva. It is impossible to be zecher to this kovid except through doing tshuva. A person who does tshuva v'shleimus, as will be explained later, that person can be zecher to the real kovid. And Rabbi Yisrael can explain it, the inyan of tshuva and the sedus behind it. This Torah we can see by learning every word. We can understand clearly what Rabbi Yisrael said, that every one of my words and phrases are only hakdomas. It's hakdomah, because we see the mashal in this Torah, in every sentence you have entire elements built. After the sentence is over and explained, you have elements built by the Nosans on the Kutei Halachas. You have forests filled in the by the Nachmachigin of Chachmas Lachachma, and Perushim and Yudim and the Kriya Lekutim and others. These are only hakdomahs. Still, these hakdomahs are the yesai, the basis. We learn this, we can understand a little more later. But we learn the other Perushim. Thing is, though, that this Torah is a difficult one and a deep one. You have to have deep concentration for it. Benazal explains, V'ikir ha-tshuva, the main tshuva is, Kishayishma bezyonai yidayim v'yishtaik. Not only should a person be b'mayit in his kovid, not to want kovid, but even when he hears a bezoyan, somebody embarrassing him, he should remain silent. Why? And that tshuva will bring him the real kovid. I can't. You'll have bizyonis, and that's going to bring him the real kovid l'kim. Ki las kovid b'loi chof. There is no kovid without the letter chof. Chof is the resh of kovid. Yachof, he keser. And the chof is keser, crown. Bechinas ekia. Hashem ekia. Bechinas tshuva. This keser, this crown, is a bechina of ekia and a bechina of tshuva. Need a Benazal explain clearly how. Ki ekia do ana zamin lemehve. Ekia means I am going to have a havaya. I'm going to exist. I do not exist yet. I'm going to exist. Haynu kedem ha-tshuva adayin ein loy havaya. Ki lo adayin loy nishava bo'elam. Before tshuva, he's only a bechina of chaya. He's not an adam. The only need of tshuva is to reach by the leg of Adam HaSholim. But before tshuva, he has no havaya, no existence yet, as though he wasn't even created yet in the world as an Adam. He's like a mechina's chayim. Ki tev lo yishaloi nivra, mi shenivra. Before that, it's better that he wasn't even created than he was created. Now, shebo lo tayez atzmei v'las is tshuva, when he comes to be metayed himself as a tshuva, oz hu b'mechina's ekim. That means when he's first going to do tshuva. Then he has a bechina vekim. Hainu shiyihi yeloi havaya ba'ilam. That means that there's going to be an existence for him because he's going to do tshuva. And I know zamin lamehave. I'm going to exist. Zeh bechinas keser. Now we understand the keser, the chof, the kovet. Why? Ki keser loshanam tonam. Bechinas tshuva. Keser is an inyan of waiting, to wait, and an inyan of tshuva. Both exactly in the same word. Meshomer Chazal, the Gemara says, Yuma, Habol, a tired of a Messiah life. A person comes to tie himself. What does that mean to do tshuva? So they help him from heaven. Moshali Echot, Shebolik, there's a farsamite. Moshali Gemara says, a person comes into a store to buy spices, some that smell, they have a very good layout. So the Meicha says to him, Hamtainly, wait, for ani emdai dimcha. Let me measure with you, kadei sheshneinu nesbasim. So we'll both receive the, it's a pleasure to measure this, so that we'll both have received the reyach nechayach of the besonim. Vizei bechinas kesed, this is the bechina of kesed, this is bechinas hamtona, this waiting, kamashi kosev katali zi'er li achva. Pasuk says, katali zi'er, wait for me a little, li achva, and I'll show you. So we see the fetish that kesed is an inyan of hamtona. And what is hamtona? When they say to him, wait, where do they say wait? By tshuva. Because the Gemara says that if I can't, the person comes, the tamif has a shon, so it's like a person comes to buy next, a thing which has a very bed, that actually says, go do it yourself, I don't want to measure with you. But when it comes to tshuva, to tahara, so he says to him, wait, I want to be with you. We see the fetish that by tshuva it's shayach the inyan of kesed of weight. Katali zir, wait. Avo kaidem ha-tshuva, but before he even gets to the idea of doing tshuva, azayin bechinas ekev yastoras ponem imenu. When he wants to do tshuva, it's bechinas ekev. Before he starts thinking of tshuva, then ekev is a bechina of astoras ponem imenu. It's completely hidden from him. Ki adayin loy hechines atzmei l'nehevi b'olam. He didn't even start preparing himself to have a havaya, an existence in the world. He has taught us, b'nei eke, gimatrio, dam. Ena shvichas damim, ubiz yedis. Al shem, ubozai yekolu. Ubozai, those who do not do tshuvo, chadashol mevazim mitzvahis, yekolu, they will be kal, will be embarrassed, be shamed. Tedush. Going back each letter again and again. Aleph, then you add a letter Aleph K. Then you go back again to the beginning, Aleph K, and add a Yud. Then you go back again to the beginning, Aleph K, Yud K. Shechizim b'chol pam li'ochel, that's the shame b'achirayim. Ubegimatriya, dam. Zeh bechinas hachzoras v'hastoras b'nei ekeh shel adam. Hachzoras, going back again to the beginning of the shame, is oile completely the aleph keil. He's on his keil. Zegmat liot dam 44. Ki adayin adam shebechol asmoli shebelev. Because the dam of a person is still before he does tshuva, when he's still in yav b'zai of a one who does commit sins. So the dam is in the chola smoli shebelev, in the left compartment of the heart. Sheshom moder yitzahora. This is the apartment for the yitzahora. Meshikosa v'leiv ksil ismoili. Leiv chacham liyaminai, leiv ksil, a fool. Who's a fool? A chayte. The heart of a fool is in the left side. The foolishness is in the left side of his heart. The yitzahora. Adayin hu b'tekir for oiz. This dam in the chola smoli is at its full strength. For that reason, Bizyonis and Shvichas Damim come to him. Ubozai Yekolo. Kizeh Bechinas Astoras V'Yachzoras Pneike Gematria Dam. Because he is not even Damim Lameheve, that's called Achzoras Pneike, which is Gematria Dam, that's why he has the Shvichas Damim. Tikkun Lazeh, what's the Tikkun in the secondness? Shehafach Dam Ladoim. To change inyan of dam, shvichas dam, ledoim to silence. Sheyihiyeh min hashemim cherposom v'yinim yeshivim. Shvi among those who hear their shame, their embarrassment, and they do not reply. Le'yedaktik al bizoyin kavodai. Shvi medaktik, in particular, about somebody's embarrassing his honor. Shemekayim doim la'ashem. The person's mekayim this doim la'ashem. Silence for the sake of Hashem. Azai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mapil Lechalolim. And the Eberste, plain tangers, Eberste fells victims in front of him. He kills his enemies. Mashikosu, Daim LaHashem, V'Yischaililoi, V'Yapil Lechalolim, Chalolim. Be silent, LaHashem, which means in your tefillah, Eberste will kill your enemies. Hainu, was Taish Chalom, and Benazot Taish, and Hainu, Libi, Cholol, the Kibi, who Yapilocha Chalolam, the Cholol Haleda, you mock him for you. Hainu, are you there? The Smait Hadamsh, the Cholol Hasmoli. Yapil, he will take out, he will make fall out the dam of the Cholol Hasmoli for you if you became the Mashem. Hainu, are you there? The Smait Hadamsh, the Cholol Hasmoli. There is lessen the dam and the left compartment of the heart. This is the pshat of being shechtin the Yetzirah. Shechting it because the dam, when you shecht, that's called, that's an inyan of Beitzi Dam. The inyan of the Tesis in Ksuvah says that what's the Yisrael Shechita on Shabbos? What's the Shechita's Dam? Right, Tivas HaNefesh. Nefesh HaDam. Once he's Mechabed Hashem, what happens? The result of all this is, since he is Mechabed Hashem, how? By shechting the Yitzhara, by getting rid of the Dam Shulchal HaSmoli. That's the real covered Hashem. So Mele Mechabe Yachabetz, Hashem gives him back the covered Likim, and that's why he has covered Likim. Means that through Tshuva, he is Zechet to receive covered Likim as the Dov. Mele Zazel Tzorech Vayachoyz Tomid Midas HaTshuva. A person is supposed to hold on always to the Midah of Tshuva. Always. Not that he's finished doing Tshuva. Even after he thinks he finished, he should still do Tshuva. Ki mi yema zikisi libi tihati mechatosi. Which person can say, I purified my heart, and I am pure of my sin. That's plain taich. Ki b'shoh sh'odom oimecha tosi ovisi poshati afilu zei ef shalem v'bar leibav v'pniya. Even when a person says the words chatosi ovisi poshati, I sinned, I committed the sin b'shegeg, amazed, and achiz. Even this is impossible to say with a pure heart without some ultimate reason in mind. Zehu, now we understand the pshat in these words. Mi yema zi kisi libi tehati mechatosi. Hainu, mi yucha lema shiliboy zach v'tohem epinius. Who can say that his heart is pure without any ulterior motive? Afilu bisho shayim mechatosi. Who can say that even when he said chatosi, his heart was pure? And I was pure when I was said this chatosi. Because even then it wasn't pure without any outside thought. The result is that we see from here that he has to do tshuva on his first tshuva that he did. He's got to repent for his original repenting because that repenting wasn't pure. He has to do tshuva on these words that he said. This vidui, ki olav nema besvasav kibduni. He said he honors Hashem with his mouth. He says things that are nice. Kaidei tshuva zechel kavod Hashem. Through tshuva, he is zechel to kavod Hashem. Liboy richak mimeni, but his heart is distant from me, which means that the there is no zikisi libi even when he did tshuva, which was supposed to bring the kavod Hashem. Even if a person knows himself, who feels the hergish that he did the mamish a complete tshuva, still he has to do tshuva in his first tshuva. Because when he first did tshuva, he did it according to his hasoga. How much he's masking in Gedulas Habayim. At first, he did tshuva. Afterwards, he reaches the high degree, masig Hashem and a high degree. Limsa lafi hasagosa is a masig achshav. According to the hasaga which he now reaches, the vaday hasagosa harishani is mchinas gashmius. His first hasaga was he was megashim the yuchnis hakdusha of Hashem. Limsa shetzorach lasas tshuva lasagosa harishani. He's supposed to do tshuva on his first hasoga, also his gashem esremus lekusay. His megashem, he took away the heavenly spirit, the kedusha of the remus lekus, greatness of Hashem. Zevachinas elon habash yihye kulei Shabbos. Elon habash, we say, is kulei Shabbos. Hainu kulei tshuva. Shabbos is a new tshuva. So kulei Shabbos means Rabba is a time where it's kulei tshuva. Which is because of a shafto ad Hashem lekecho, shafto Shabbos Hashem lekecho. Iker Rabba who has sogas elikusai. Iker Rabba is a masig elikus, which is because of the other simchot magdolon, agdolon, elo nomi beikot magdolon, and mate at that time, so everyone will be masig Hashem, nimtza v'chol eishia sigo ha soga yaseida, as a yasu tshuva ha soga yishayna. So since Elam Haba is Shabbos, which is tshuva, we must say Genu HaSaga, so it'll always the whole Elam Haba is in Yav Tshuva. Because each time we must say Genu HaSaga, we'll be doing tshuva on the first HaSaga. V'zeh Shabbat HaChazal, Kol Zaveh Chaz Yitzroi, Hayna Bechinas Tshuva, person who shechtas Yitzhara, which is a Bechina of tshuva, Bechinas Vili Bichol, Bekibi, Bechinas Deim LaHashem, Bechinas Heker, Bechinas Ketz, Bechinas Kavadanao, as we, all these things we explained before, when a person does this tshuva, he shechtas Yitzhara, U'misvaga Olov, and he does vidui on what? He says vidui on the fact that he shechted the Yitzhara, on the tshuva that he did. He's doing tshuva on the tshuva that he did. He's now doing tshuva on his first tshuva and his saga, which he did before. Ki'ilu kibdei lekerishkoch ha-mezenom. The person who does this tshuva as mitzvada, there's always mechabed Hashem in two elements. Elam hazeh elam haba. Ki tshuva rishoyna b'chines kavad elam hazeh. The first tshuva is a bechinas kavod elam hazeh. It's a regular tshuva. Where is zecher the kavod lekimas adala? Yachar tshuva shezecher lehasaga yaseida. After the tshuva is zecher to hasaga yaseida, a higher hasaga. Umakir b'yaseis reynus alekusai v'yaseis tshuva al tshuvasai. So it's a tshuva bechinas kavod elam hazeh. There's a different kind of kavod. There's a kavod elam hazeh. As the Gemara said, Lashem Chazal, Gemara says Pesachim. Oyin yekorais v'kipoin. Oyer that is heavy, kipoim means floats, light. Oyer shehu yokor be'olam hazeh, the light which is heavy, precious in this world, yihye kofui v'kal olam haba, will be light and unvaluable in olam haba. So much greater will be the light there. Nimtza be'olam haba, kshiyizku la'asogu yisena be'lekusay, olam yizrecha ta'asogu yisena l'ashem, v'vada yizchantu v'yasu tshuva asogu olam hazeh. And I'll surely do tshuva on whatever hasoga he had in this Elam Hazeh. Ki hasoga Elam Hazeh, b'chinas geshem, neged hasoga Elam Haba. Hasoga Elam Hazeh, b'chinas gashmius, neged hasoga Elam Haba, which is a ruchnius compared to it. Zeo ki ilu kibdei l'kadosh baruch hu b'shnei elamais. B'chavad Hashem, both elamais. Covered in this world and covered in Elam Haba. Ki zvicha, se yetzer eit tshuva li shoyna. Ki b'chinas covered in Elam Hazeh. Zvicha, the yetzer hora, shech yetzer hora, is the first tshuva which is covered in Elam Hazeh. Yeah, vidui al zvichas hayitzer, and the vidui, the confessional, say the tshuva will say on this tshuva which he did, and the tshuva shniyah, the second tshuva he'll make. The bechinas kovad elam habo, shakovad harishon nasek kofi, the kal neged kovad hasheni. The first kovad will be considered very small against the kovad of elam habo. That's the light of all. It's so great against this light we have in elam hazeh. This is what Hashem says. Eile osiso v'yecher ashti. This you did, and I was silent. I didn't do anything to you. You thought I'd be like you. What's Pshat? A person, through the fact that he's Mekayim Dem Hashem, Nasa Bechinas Eki Kanal. He creates Bechinas Eki. And as I'm the Mehevi, he will have a Havaya Bailam in existence. But the Ebishtis remains silent. He doesn't punish a person when he commits a sin. Hashem's silence is not because of Ekechas Hashem. It's not trying to say by Hashem that what is in your Zamel Mehevei. Hashem is Hoyo Hoyo Vier. What then is it? It's Erech HaPayim, Erech Afla Rishoyim. The reason Hashem is holding back this Chavish Kasai. Because he's machlish, he's kavish kaza, because he's saving up the einish chaz shalom v'el haba. She'oz mesadrin li einov avaynoysa v'yichich ha'asei alponov. Then he lays out the avaynos before a person, and he punishes him right in front of him. He shows him what he did. Zeh aichichacho v'erecho li'enecho. The end of this pasuk. I will punish you, and I will lay out the sins before you. That's pshat. Eilo asiso, these sins that you did. Vihechnashtin, I remain silent. Timisu heyos ekye kamecha. You thought that at heyos ekye, I'll be mechinas ekye kamecha like you. That's not the reason at all. The reason is because oichichacha vi'echol enech, oichichacha lashon osad, I will punish later on. I will lay out these sins before you. Uchishereitza odom lelach b'daki atshuva. When a person wants to begin to go in daki atshuva, you know how important tshuva is now. That's through tshuva a person can get to the bechinas kovad elikim. So a person wants to go to daki atshuva, the bechinas ekeh, tzorech liyoyz baki b'halacha. He has to be a baki in halacha. Halacha means in going, haylech. But this halacha requires two kinds of bekiyus. Tzorech liyoyz loy shnei bekiyus. He has to have two clear knowledges. Kind of baki b'rotzoi. He has to have bekiyus in going, and baki b'shoiv, and a bekiyus in returning. Meshikosu zako man the isle of Nofak. The Mekodesh says, Ashrei, lucky is that one who can go and return. Mas pshat, bechinas im esak shamayim shom oto bechinas isle. Bechinas boki berotzai. If I will go up to heaven, shom ato. Bechinas isle. It's the bechinas going, bechinas boki berotzai, the key is in going forward. Yatsio sho'oil hineka. Going back, as I shown, going down, bechinas v'nofik, return, bechinas baki b'shoiv, returning. You see, you have to have bekiyus in this, in returning. Knowing that, b'im b'rotzei, b'im b'shoiv, Hashem is there.